It's the Odori Park Minicast, episode 4, Kikkon Kinenbi. So, these things are pretty easy to record. I can nail a couple in my drive to or from work, which is neat. But I guess the question is whether or not people want to listen to them, and since I've been recording them purely in the privacy of my own space without putting any out there on the interwebs, I guess I don't know yet. So we'll find out. But in the meantime, I'll just amass a hoard of these things, and my plan's to start releasing them once a week. So we'll see how that goes. By the way, assuming that all goes to plan, this may be the fourth one that I've recorded, but I have yet to release any, regardless of what you may think you're hearing. Assuming I do release them once a week. So anyway, Kikkon Kinenbi, wedding anniversary, just a couple days ago, I celebrated my 10th wedding anniversary, which obviously a huge deal for me and my wife, and just to bring things all the way around back home again, it's kind of a big deal for comic too, considering how much it's inspired by my real life marriage, which, you know, if you know me and my wife, then that's an obvious thing, and I spent most of my time talking to you about how, no, it's not exactly that way, and no, I didn't really do that terrible thing that my character did, honest. But if you don't know me, then your question may be completely opposite. Is that for real? Did that really happen? So maybe my goal should be obfuscate and mystify that whole thing as much as possible. So, following the stream of consciousness, what should I tell you? My wife and I have just moved to Massachusetts, so our wedding anniversary this year was in recharge. Enjoyed ourselves, just the time to take a breather and look at each other and remember why it's a good thing that we're married, which, you know, not to sound overly saccharine, I think about that a lot. And as I've told my wife repeatedly, I'm awfully lucky to be married to her. I'm awfully lucky that she agreed to marry me. She has yet to remind me of the same, meaning she hasn't yet told me how lucky I am that she agreed to marry me, which either means that she feels the same way that I do, or that she's just too nice to tell me. So, we had two weddings, actually, when my wife came over to the States. She came on a, what do they call it? Is it an F-1 visa? Fiancé visa, whatever the designation is for that, because we knew we were going to get married. I had proposed a year prior in Japan, almost in a noodle shop, which is one of those things that if you've read through my comic, you will discover is one of those partially autobiographical things. But she saved me from having a really lame proposal story, and we quickly drove out to Lake Mashuko. Mashuko, Lake Mashu is in Hokkaido, of course. We were on a trip down the coast, if I remember correctly. Hope I got the geography right. It was really cold. That was the year that I was there, the year that I proposed. I went in November, which in Hokkaido is like, I don't know, sticking a frozen penguin down your back and expecting it not to peck you. It was cold. And so I was on bended knee for just long enough to ask her and for her to say yes, and then we ran back into the car and turned the heater on full blast. So that's the romance in that. But yeah, so we had two weddings, because when she came over, it was September, and regardless of the time of year, we wanted to have an outdoor wedding. Now, we didn't want to repeat the proposal experience. We planned to do it in the summer, but in the meantime, the wheels of government and politics turn, and they dictate that you only have a limited amount of time on a fiancé visa to actually tie the knot. So we had to get married by a justice of the peace so that she could stay in the country. It evokes shades of Gerard Depardieu in that really terrible movie. But so we got married once, and then summer came around and we assembled all of our friends and family. Well, mostly my friends and family and some of my parents have come over to the States. Hopefully we can drag them back again. But we had an outdoor wedding that was exactly what we wanted it to be. And how often in life do you get to say that about something? So I am at this point out of relevant topics to discuss. I think this is a long enough mini cast, and I'll talk to you later. Nothing next.